You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club. Thanks very much for joining us, Connor from Half Moon Run. Connor, I'm going to start with a quote, if that's okay with yourself. So Half Moon Run fused together the restless elements of indie pop and folk with beautiful rhythmic harmonies, delicate guitar lines, and a hint of warm electronica. Fair?
Yeah, that's pretty fair. It's pretty poetic. That sounds right to me, though, yeah.
Now, how do you go about developing, or how did you go about developing such a sound?
Yeah, we met in October 2009, actually on it was a Craigslist ad that Devin responded to. And we met, we had a few jams. It was really natural. We were singing harmonies right away together and working on song forms. And that was back in the times when it was, you know, we were going to school and had jobs and were doing other things. And then gradually it just got more serious and we were kind of stopping doing the other things we were doing in our lives so we could spend more time with it. And yeah, it just continued to progress.
And you say stopping the things that you were doing at the time. What were you doing at the time?
I was going to McGill University for psychology, so I dropped out. Dylan was working on post-master's studies at a classical music school, and he dropped out as well. And so then we were all left with day jobs. I was working as a janitor at a pizza restaurant, and the other guys were dishwashing. And then eventually we were able to quit those jobs too, so now we're full-time in a band.
The other job's not quite as glamorous as what you guys are doing at the moment.
No, it was shit. No, I was waking up. My job started at 7 in the morning, and it was that was while we were recording the album, actually. So we'd usually finish at the studio at about 2 a.m. or so, and then get a few hours of sleep, and then I'd be off at the job at 7 in the morning. And that was, the pizza restaurant, it was like a coal oven, and so I was replacing the coal with a mask on and sweeping up all the dust, and then I'd get off at around noon and then head back to the studio.
Long days.
Well,
it doesn't sound like it's affected what you guys have come up with at all. I absolutely love this record. Before we move on to that, though, let's clear this up. According to The Guardian, I read that you guys don't necessarily get on. Now, surely that's not the case.
Well, we didn't start off when we met. The purpose was not social, you know. It was very much a musical relationship. And then, like I said, as everything started to fall away in favor of the band, we started just spending more and more time together. So I guess, like, socially, we just had to figure it out. But, like, obviously, it's like a marriage now. We spent all of our time together, and it goes fine. Like, we, like, get in little spats like anyone else, but it's we're definitely great friends. Actually, Devin right now, it's interesting, is nursing a cracked rib because we got in a drunken tussle in Paris the other night.
Yeah, was that... well, I was going to ask, because, like you say, you guys spend quite a lot of time together, almost like a married couple. Yeah. Are there any bad habits that the other guys sort of maybe grate on you when you're on tour?
There's various stigmas against, like, things like, because the bus is, there's not that much space, so things like if somebody leaves their bag with all their clothes in the middle of the aisle or something, then they'll take a lot of shit for it.
As in punches in the ribs?
That was just actually, like, you know, Paris was a big show, and we just got a little rowdy and ended up, it's like more like wrestling, which we do all the time, and we took it too far that time.
So, keeping on the theme of the tour, welcome to Bristol. I understand you guys got in about midday, and it's about 3:30 now. Yeah. So you guys haven't necessarily seen much of the city?
No, I went through a little walk just because we have a hotel to have a shower, but I've only seen the city for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I understand you guys are so sort of hardworking and things that you don't necessarily get to see much of the places that you go to.
Often that's the case, yeah. But on this tour, it's been better. It's our first time with a tour bus, which means you get your travel and your sleep out of the way at the same time. So last night was kind of an exception because we were coming from Dublin. We had to take the ferry in the middle of the night, and so it took a while. But usually we arrive in the cities at like 9 in the morning, and then you can go for a walk if you want.
Now, you guys kind of just all of a sudden came out of nowhere over in Montreal and really thrown into tour life. Mm-hmm. I wondered if you guys had developed a rider at all that you now sort of demand when you go to other places?
Yeah, there's a rider for sure. It's got beer and water are like the staples, but we like to have some vegetables and fruit on there because we bring a blender around, so then we can blend up juices, and because it's hard to eat healthy. Yeah.
That's a smoothie for the next morning then?
Yeah, well, we'll do it usually when we get there. I try to do it then, and then take the leftovers onto the bus and then maybe do one at night or whatever.
Just to counteract some of the beer that you guys are having.
Right, yeah.
And have the Ansem Rooms that you're playing tonight, have they met such demands?
They have. Perfect rider back there. Yeah, yeah. Perfect rider, yeah.
It's a recommended venue for all other bands.
Yeah.
So the tour is kind of coming to a close now. You're on the tail end of things.
Last show. And what are you doing after this?
We're doing some homecoming stuff in Canada, our big Montreal shows, and stuff in Toronto, around Quebec, and then taking a couple weeks for Christmas.
Cool, so you're going to have a bit of time off?
A little bit. We're flying to Australia on Christmas Eve, actually, which is a bit of a bummer, because when you're flying that way from Canada, you lose a day going, so we're flying out on the 24th and arriving on the 26th.
Missing Christmas entirely?
So we did it last year, too, yeah.
So I hear, yeah. I mean, is that something that you'd prefer to do, or... Because a lot of people don't necessarily like Christmas.
Well, I like Christmas in that I like being with my family, having a big dinner. Like, I love sitting down with food and drinks and all that. But if it's on the 25th or it's on the 22nd, it doesn't really matter.
And you'll get some time with them.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Let's talk about the album Dark Eyes. This is available now?
It's available, yeah.
And what can you tell us about the album?
Well, when we met in the early days in October 2009, we basically started working on the songs then. Like, a lot, probably 80% of the stuff we've written has ended up in the graveyard, but then little bits and pieces all came together, and eventually we have this, yeah.
Well, I definitely recommend anyone listening to the Bristol Beats Club right now, check out the album Dark Eyes by Half Moon Run. I love the album. And actually, your label sent us, were kind enough to send across a few of these albums. We've got four here. Mm-hmm. Did have five, but I dropped one on the way in. Yeah. And what I was going to do, if it's okay with you, Connor, is ask you to sign maybe a couple of these so that we could give them away. So here's a Sharpie permanent marker.
Maybe I'll do it.
Right, that's great. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Connor. We're coming to the end of things. Good luck with the show tonight in Bristol. I'm sure you guys will kill it. And I can't wait for the follow-up to this, Dark Eyes, Half Moon Run. We're going to play a track as well. Okay. I don't know if you could introduce it
sure.
at all.
This is Connor from Half Moon Run. You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club, and this is She Wants to Know.
Connor, thank you so much.
Pleasure, man.